Z92, Z92Online.com, our Thursday edition of Sports Nuts here with Colin Yee. Across the state, classes 2A and 6A are underway, and earlier today, Fairview picked up a 46-39 victory over the Mounds Golden Eagles, and we have Stephen McTeer, who was on the call with us. Steve, how you doing, and how was that game?
Hey, Colin, you know what? It wasn't the best game in the world, let me put it that way. And I think, you know, for Fairview, that's one thing that they kind of thrive in that. It's never the prettiest game in the world for Fairview, but one thing they always figure out how to do is win basketball games. And that's what the state champions or teams that are contenders year in and year out, when they don't have their best stuff, they figure out a way to win games. I mean, Fairview turned the ball over 19 times, but the player that stepped up the most for these for this team is Maddie Mace. She had 17 points. And it was a game that Fairview really dominated the first part of the game. And they were up 21-10 at the end of the first half. But that third and fourth quarter, what I was most impressed with for Fairview, outside of obviously kind of the lackadaisical turnovers and some of the defensive miscues they had, they were able to withstand the runs from Mound. And they let them back within three once. But other than that, Fairview, for the most part, held them at arm's length. Now, you have to turn around and play better tomorrow morning, but this was more of a survive and advance type of game for Fairview. It was just about getting a win in the state tournament game and then seeing what happens tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, bright and early at 10:30, they face Christian Heritage, the reigning champions. They're undefeated this year. You know, what does Fairview have to do better, and how do you think they're going to match up against the Crusaders?
You know, it's quite simple. Shoot better, turn the ball over less, and hit some threes. And, you know, sometimes I think we overcomplicate the game of basketball, and it is that simple. You're going to have to shoot better. Fairview only shot 36% for this game. They were 4 of 13 from three. Both of those numbers have to go up dramatically. Number two, take care of the basketball. What Christian Heritage brings to the floor is an explosive offense with a lot of long, lengthy athletes. If you start to throw lazy passes, they have so many athletes on the perimeter that those passes are going to get tipped, picked off, and those are going to turn into easy layups. Christian Heritage is one of those teams where you can blink and you're down 12 in the first quarter, much like stealing. If you're Fairview, those three things, you have to shoot better from the field, you have to hit some threes, keep the basketball in your possession. Fairview is a very, very good team at taking time off the clock. If they can do that, shorten the game, and hit some jump shots, they're going to give themselves a chance. And I've said this before, Fairview does not get blown out by very many people. It takes a special team to blow Fairview out. Christian Heritage has that potential. Can they do it? I don't know. 10:30 in the morning, though, or an early morning game could sometimes negate a lot of advantages that the team has. So we'll see what happens tomorrow morning, but certainly getting off to a good start is going to be paramount.
Stephen McTeer joins us here. He had the play-by-play call between the Fairview Yellow Jackets and the Mounds Golden Eagles. Fairview came up with a big victory. Steve, what was the atmosphere like? Because we were there last week, and in the first couple rounds, it was dead over there at the Big House. What was the atmosphere like over there for the first round for Fairview?
You know, it was pretty good. I didn't get to be at the Big House last Thursday. I was only there Friday and Saturday last week. So I'll be curious to see what it is tomorrow morning. I have a feeling that it's not going to be, you know, a rowdy crowd at 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. But you know what? For a quarterfinal game, it was pretty good. I think, you know, folks getting off of work, you know, we're able to maybe take a half day and come down to Oklahoma City. It was a good, solid crowd. Now, when Saturday rolls around, it's obviously just going to be wild and people are going to be making fools out of themselves. But I think tomorrow morning you'll be hard-pressed to find, you know, a real rowdy crowd.
And Chris, how was Chris Eubank back from his trip? He must have been ecstatic to see that performance from the Lady Jackets, huh?
Shoot, Chris was the one that was giving me a break. I mean, people need to hear more of him rather than me. You know, it's so great to have somebody who knows the kids, and that's, you know, we can talk about, you know, basically what I'm there to do is just to say, here's the ball, here's where it is, and here's who scored it, what the score is, and how much time is left. Chris fills in the rest of the blanks, and I can't really tell you how much it means to have somebody who not only can, you know, give us the why of what happened and you know, fill the time where people have to listen to me the whole time, but that knows the kids and can tell you that, you know, give you facts about Maddie Mason or Jay Eichen or insert other kid here, because he knows the kids so well. That's, I mean, and we get folks from all around Northwest Oklahoma to help us out in the broadcast. But Chris Eubank is the creme de la creme of the color guys that we've got. So I'm always very thankful when we got him on the broadcast.
Definitely. We're very blessed. We're very fortunate to have Chris. He's a great guy. Well, Steve, thank you so much for taking the time today. And I know you're getting over a little cold. Let me tell you something. You are a consummate professional. Get some rest. And gosh, you're going to have to go back out tomorrow. So get some rest, get some soup in you, and we'll be listening to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Colin.
That's Stephen McTeer, fresh off of that play-by-play call for Fairview, and they came up with the big victory over Mounds, 46-39. Again, they're going to take on Christian Heritage tomorrow. That'll be at 10:30. Boy, is that going to be a great game. And like Steve said, we're talking about a Fairview team that played ceiling to seven. And ceiling is they're the Class A state champions. They're one of the best pound-for-pound teams in all of Oklahoma. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You talk about the Gore twins and Rayleigh Totfest and what they were able to do. That was a ceiling team that beat 6A schools. So Fairview knows what it's like to go up against the best. It will be interesting to see, again, if they can go up against Christian Heritage, because Christian Heritage, I mean, they haven't lost this year. And when you're rolling along like that, you know, you just feel good about things.